This is Ozarks at Large. Many restaurants, bars, and retailers across the region have decided to close for the next few weeks in response to the coronavirus cases reported in the state. One of those businesses closing, Maxine's Tap Room in downtown Fayetteville. The iconic establishment made that announcement Monday, the same week managers were planning to celebrate the bar's 70th anniversary. That event, which was supposed to take place today, has been postponed to another time. But we will at least help Maxine celebrate on this show with a story from Ozarks at Large's Zuzana Sitek.
I went to Maxine's Tap Room earlier this month, which now, for many of us, probably feels like another lifetime. The building had just been yarn bombed by crochet artist Gina Galina, and the massive burst of color on Block Street stopped people in their tracks.
So I wanted to see it because my boyfriend told me about it, and he saw it through social media. And then last night, actually, one of our friends, I saw she posted on Instagram a picture of her in front of it, so I had to come see it for myself.
We're on TikTok. Do you know what that is? App, fun, dancing. So I'm like, we need a fun background, so we came here.
I really like all the colors. It just brings new life to Maxine's, I feel like, for their 70th birthday. So it's fun.
I don't know. I just like how unique it is. I haven't seen anything like this ever.
For the record, I do know what TikTok is. And if you haven't seen Maxine's in person or on social media since the start of March, picture a building completely covered in a crocheted blanket on all sides. It's something Gina Galina says she's been wanting to do for a long time.
We've always wanted to yarn bomb a building, so Hannah's my friend, and Maxine's is perfectly square and brick. And I said, can we yarn bomb your building? And she said, yes. And then she says, when? And I says, well, maybe March, you know, for National Crochet Month. And she said, hey, that's Maxine's 70th anniversary birthday. So it just kind of worked perfectly like that.
Hannah, by the way, is Hannah Withers, who you'll hear from in just a bit. Galina says it took her and a team of fellow crocheters 4 months to crochet enough squares to cover the whole building.
I formed a group called Crochetville so that we could, you know, tackle this together as a group. So there are a lot of our good friends, so it was super fun to do this as a group.
And if you're wondering how many squares they made?
Close to 2,000.
Close to 2,000
yeah.
Squares. And they're all, are they all a little bit different? Are some of them
oh, yeah.
the same?
Oh, yeah. They're all different. It's the same pattern. And a lot of them are different, different personalities, different people who crocheted, which is, that's what's so fun about it, is to see everybody's tribute. You know, I did a Kansas City Chiefs one, and Jane Tucker did a watermelon one, and then she did a chocolate-covered cherry. I mean, I think we got a little crazy towards the end, so we were, you know, really getting a little bit too much into it, but that's all the fun of it.
After they had all their crochet squares crocheted together, Galina says it was time to drape it over the building. Something she had never done before.
I bought a bunch of PVC piping, thanks to Hannah and City Lumber, and bought some conduit piping, 2,000 yards of paracord, S-hooks, and we got on the roof and then just kind of put our brains together and ended up, we kind of hung it like a curtain, like almost like a curtain rod, and then secured it up top, and then had the conduit piping on the bottom as a weight. And then we just kind of MacGyvered it as we went along.
So why did Galina want to yarn bomb something in the first place?
Well, yarn bombing is a form of graffiti in some sorts. And you'd see people, they'll yarn bomb a pole or a tree or a bike rack, and it's kind of like, whoa, it disconnects, you know? Nobody expects to see crochet as part of graffiti. So, you know, we're not the first ones to yarn bomb a building. There's few out there that have. And so, of course, we wanted to get on board.
And Hannah Withers, who manages Maxine's Tap Room with her husband, says there was no better time to yarn graffiti the building than for the bar's 70th anniversary.
I love that it's a nondescript, long shotgun brick building with no windows and that it blends in. And when you open the door, the whole world goes away from outside. I love that about this space. But I think for its 70th, it's kind of nice to let it shine, too.
Withers says marking the anniversary is as much about the bar as the woman who is its namesake, Maxine Miller. She opened her business on March 18th, 1950, after borrowing some money from family, which she paid back within the year.
From what I have heard, I did not know Maxine. I think she was a very strong-willed character. Her sort of history of keeping this bar safe and the way that she ran this place, I think, is a testament to what a strong woman she was. And that's part of the reason that I love this space. I mean, I love the bar, and I feel really lucky to caretake a place that has this sort of a rich history, but I also am a little enthralled with who Maxine was.
While the bar is still owned by Maxine's family, Withers and her husband took over management in 2013. And transformed Maxine's into the cocktail lounge it is today.
The things that we were allowed to look through when we were sort of remodeling this place in 2013 that were old letters that she did not have her own biological children, but she had boxes of Mother's Day cards from bartenders that worked for her, athletes at the university, people that really loved and adored her. And we have heard some really wild stories about her.
Withers says a lot of people ask her what it's like to care for an establishment that's been such a fixture in the community. So naturally, I asked her too.
We talk about this a lot because we feel a lot of pressure at certain points on what decisions to make in this space because it doesn't actually belong to us, and it will always belong to Maxine in my mind.
Withers says the bar carries more than just Maxine's name. It carries people's memories of her because she was such an important part of the space. She had a stool with her name on it. People remember what her coffee cup looked like. They remember her playing dominoes and smoking cigarettes at a certain seat at the bar.
I think that when somebody who is that much a part of a place isn't here anymore, I think sometimes the best thing to do is to change it a little drastically so that I think mimicking what it felt like when she was here is an automatic failure for anybody to do. I don't think that you can't duplicate the way that it felt when she was in here. And I think that to keep a place relevant and sort of appeal to a whole new group of people and be able to tell the stories of the way that it was, I think that it just sort of needed a fresh update.
While Maxine's looks a lot different now than it did when Maxine ran it, Withers says a lot of the things they do are a throwback to the era when the bar opened.
We focus heavily on classic cocktails from the 50s or pre-1960s. The lampshades are very early 1960. We sort of keep going back to its roots.
And the yarn bombing felt fitting for the anniversary, even though Withers says she's been told by people who knew Maxine that crochet is not the best way to represent her or the bar.
I think it's a beautiful splash of color. It makes us feel like we're wrapped in a birthday cake for this bar, and it feels super celebratory to me.
And she adds, while she and her husband have only managed the bar for a tenth of the time it's been in Fayetteville, they're proud of the work they've done. So the crochet is a way of celebrating that, too.
While it may not be a direct, obvious nod to Maxine, it is out of complete and total respect to the fact that a place has been here for 70 years. That's a big deal for us as small business people.
Plus, it's been fun to watch people's reactions to the artwork.
It's been really neat to see people take pictures of it. It has been really fun to stand out front and see people drive past it. And then when they see the corner around the building with the length of it, their faces go, whoa. And I think it's a good time of year to do this, too. Everybody's ready for a little bit of color. Things aren't quite blooming yet. You've got the end of the doldrums of the gray of the winter. And I don't know. This just feels springy and it makes me ready for the sunshine.
And now, aside from the doldrums of winter, many are dealing with the doldrums of coronavirus, which, like Maxine, will become part of Fayetteville's history. So, although Maxine's is closed for the time being, it's still worth celebrating its existence, especially as many small businesses face an uncertain future.
Just a big happy anniversary to Maxine, wherever she is, and to her family who allows us to sort of run with it in this space and trust it to do things in her name. And we know what a big deal is to do something this long. My husband and I have been owning small businesses for almost 20 years together, and it feels like an eternity. And I just can't even imagine 70. That's a really big deal for us.
Cheers to that. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Susanna Sitek.
And while Maxine's might be closed, the crocheted blanket covering the outside of the building will stay up for at least the rest of the month. Hannah Withers says at this point she will reopen the bar once someone tells her it's safe to do so. And if you are of a certain age, or have lived around here for a certain number of years, or spent a certain number of years at the University of Arkansas, and perhaps spent a few hours or 100 or 1,000 of Maxine's when the bar's namesake still presided over the shenanigans there, you might recall she usually had a joke, though never one I'd be able to repeat over the air. And she sometimes was quite generous. There was a time a few friends jokingly told her they had enough money on a Saturday afternoon to either buy pitchers of beer in her establishment or get a meal, and that they had chosen Maxine's. And an hour later, she plopped a big bucket of Kentucky Fried Chicken in the middle of the table as a thank you. There was one hard and fast rule at Maxine's. Closing time was closing time. So, here, in somewhat uncertain times, is an audio archive of what was once the most certain thing in Fayetteville.
I have your attention, please. You have 10 minutes to drink up and then get the hell out of here.
Hey, Maxine! Hey, hey.
Maxine, at the end of a night, sometime in Fayetteville's past.